Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading today from the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the fifth canto, chapter 14, verse number 39.
Yaridam yoganas yoganusasanam navaitar avarudate yanyastadandama munaya upasamasila aparatatmana samavagachati.
Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Saintly persons who are friends of all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds, and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. Please repeat. Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds, and they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. Purport. The great saint Jadabhart described both the miserable conditions and the means to get out. The only way out of it is association with devotees. And this association is very easy, although unfortunate people also get this opportunity. Due to their great misfortune, they cannot take shelter of pure devotees. And consequently, they continuously suffer. Nonetheless, this Krishna consciousness movement insists that everyone take to the path by adopting the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The preachers of the Krishna consciousness go door to door to inform people how they can be relieved from the miserable conditions of material life. As stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. By the mercy of Krishna and Guru, one can get the seed of devotional service. If one is a little intelligent, he can cultivate Krishna consciousness and be freed from the miserable conditions of material life. Om Gyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshus Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Upakata Mayam Dadanti Swahabhadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Guru Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kopa Chubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavinebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So the translation again. Saintly persons who are friends to all living entities have a peaceful consciousness. They have controlled their senses and minds. And they easily attain the path of liberation, the path back to Godhead. Being unfortunate and attached to the miserable material conditions, a materialistic person cannot associate with them. So in last verse, the previous verse to this, in the purport, Sri Prabhupada mentions this sadhu, and he quotes this verse in the Madhya Lila 22:54. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya. Lava Mantra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Thaya. Even by a little association with devotees, the conditioned soul can get out of this miserable material condition. This Krishna consciousness movement is therefore trying to give everyone a chance to associate with saintly people. Therefore, all the members of this Krishna consciousness society must themselves be perfect sadhus in order to give a chance to fallen conditioned souls. This is the best humanitarian work. There's a nice quote that's given in the Prabhupada book. There's some nice quotes about Prabhupada and all these different saintly qualities. And there's a nice quote we found here. It says, a saintly person, a devotee of God, is a true gentleman. He is benign, sensitive, and refined in every way. Delicate sentiments have a definite place in his life and show themselves in a variety of ways. So that's a very nice example of what a saintly person is, if we have any question. So he's very gentle, he's a gentleman. Prabhupada says, you will tell my disciples that they're a perfect gentleman. And how? What is a perfect gentleman? He's benign, he's very peaceful, he's very calm. You know, he's not mean. He's sensitive. He's refined in every way. All his activities are refined. And this is describing Srila Prabhupada, his qualities. Everything about him was so refined and delicate. And he showed all these sentiments in a variety of ways in how he dealt with his disciples, how he dealt with guests, even with ruffians and crazies. And so many different ways Srila Prabhupada showed his good qualities. So Prabhupada says that we have to also develop these qualities. This is the best humanitarian work. First, we ourselves become saintly, and then we can help others become saintly. So, this is actually a verse that Prabhupada quotes in the purport here. And it's from the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. And these were the instructions given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Srila Rupa Goswami at Dasa Vas Meda Ghat. And let's see if I can find that quote. Here it is. Brahmananda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev. Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bij. Brahmana. Okay, that's just a word for words there. And then the translation Prabhupada gives is, according to their karma, all living entities are wandering throughout the entire universe. Some of them are being elevated to the upper planetary systems, and some are going down into the lower planetary systems. Out of many millions of wandering living entities, one who is very fortunate gets an opportunity to associate with a bona fide spiritual master by the grace of Krishna. By the mercy of both Krishna and the spiritual master, Jai Sri Jayapatak Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. Speaking of the spiritual master, Jai. So by the grace of Krishna and the spiritual master, both, by their mercy, such a person receives the seed of the creeper of devotional service. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport, which is very nice, since he quoted this verse in today's purport. I'll read that. When we speak of Brahmananda, we refer to the whole universe or to the cluster of many millions of universes. There are innumerable planets, and there are innumerable living entities upon those planets, in the air, on the land, and in the water. There are millions and trillions of living entities everywhere, and they are engaged by Maya in suffering and enjoying the results of their fruitive activity. life after life. This is the position of the materially conditioned living entities. Out of many of these living entities, one who is actually fortunate, Bhagavan, comes in contact with the bona fide spiritual master by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, and if one desires something, Krishna fulfills one desire. If the living entity by chance or fortune comes in contact with the Krishna consciousness movement and wishes to associate with that movement, Krishna, who is situated in everyone's heart, gives him the chance to meet a bona fide spiritual master. This is called Guru Krishna Prasad. Krishna is prepared to bestow his mercy upon all living entities. And as soon as a living entity desires the Lord's mercy, the Lord immediately gives him an opportunity to meet a bona fide spiritual master. Such a fortunate person is fortified by both Krishna and the spiritual master. He is helped from within by Krishna and from without by the spiritual master. Both are prepared to help the sincere living being become free from material bondage. How one can become this fortunate can be seen in the life of Sri Narada Muni. In his previous life, he was born of a maidservant. Although he was not born into a prestigious position, his mother was fortunately engaged in rendering service to some Vaishnavas. When these Vaishnavas were resting during the Chaturmasya period, the boy Narada took the opportunity to engage in their service. Taking compassion upon the boy, the Vaishnavas offered him the remnants of their food. By serving these Vaishnavas and obeying their orders, the boy became the object of their sympathy. And by the Vaishnavas' unknown mercy, he gradually became a pure devotee. In the next life, he was Narada Muni, the most exalted of Vaishnavas, and the most important guru and acharya of the Vaishnavas. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, this Krishna consciousness movement is rendering service to humanity by giving everyone a chance to come in contact with Krishna. If one is fortunate, he becomes intimately related with this movement. Then, by the grace of Krishna, one's life becomes successful. Everyone has dormant Krishna bhakti, love for Krishna, and in the association of good devotees, that love is revealed, as stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.107. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadaya Kabu Naya Shravanadi Sudha Chitte Karye Udaya. Dormant devotional service to Krishna is within everyone. Simply by associating with devotees, hearing their good instructions, and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, dormant love for Krishna is awakened. In this way, one acquires the seed of devotional service. Guru Krishna Prasad Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So this is very interesting how Narada Muni was so fortunate. He came in association with the Bhakti Vedantas, with the saintly people. They come and they give their association. So we're very fortunate here in New Dwarka. We get the association of great saintly devotees, especially like Jayapataka Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, and many saintly devotees, spiritual masters come through here. And it's like, we are here in a forest of material illusion, and these sages come traveling, like during the rainy season, they spend some time. Sometimes in the rainy season, there's difficulties, so they don't travel much. So they come and they give their association, and by engaging in their service, we become purified. So this is what happens. Srila Prabhupada came across the ocean to the United States, just to give his association and allow his, you know, his disciples to serve him. And by serving him, look how much amazing things have happened in the world. Just go on and on. And beautiful temples are created, farm communities, schools, devotees, book distribution, you know, to give knowledge to people on how they could become enlightened. So Narada Muni became this Narada Muni's previous life was just a maidservant, but now he's like the most important spiritual master. And now he is going around and giving his association. And there's story after story throughout the Bhagavatam and the translated literatures that we have where he was helping different devotees. We know the story of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj was crying out to the Lord. I mean, he was insulted by his mother, his stepmother, you know, who said, you can't sit on your father's lap. You have to be born through my womb first, and then maybe you'll be qualified to sit on the king's lap. So he was a Kshatriya, so he was really, he really got angry and disturbed, and he went crying to his mother, and his mother said, I don't know, I think you can get help from God, and the sages say he's in the forest. So he goes to the forest looking for God, and he doesn't even know what he's looking for, really. He's asking the animals, oh, do you know where God is, or are you God? And by his determination, Narada Muni was pleased, and he appeared to him, and he gave him his mercy. So in that way, and in many other cases, there's also even Narada Muni was so, everything a saintly person does is transcendental. And we know the story of when these personalities were bathing in the river and Narada Muni comes by, the young girls. What was their names? They were bathing naked and they didn't cover themselves. And then Narada Muni saw. Yeah, Manigriva Nukavera. So then he cursed them to become trees in the mature world. But even that curse was a blessing from a saintly person, because they got the association of Krishna. In Krishna's pastimes, he had the mortar, grinding mortar, and he, you know, he pried it between the two trees, and he liberated these Nalakavera and Manigriva. So this is the association of saintly devotees. And sometimes even Krishna himself will come. There's a story in the fourth canto, I believe, where the wife was lamenting for her husband, and this little Brahmana boy appeared before her and said, why are you crying? Don't you remember me? I'm your friend. We've been friends for eternity, but you've forgotten me. You're engaged in sense gratification in this mature world, but we are eternally related, and we have an eternal relationship. So Krishna comes and reminds us of that relationship. So there's two things that, as you read throughout the Bhagavatam, these two things, association with devotees, you know, you get the Guru Kripa, and then you get Krishna's mercy. These are the most important things that we have. And these are repeated all throughout the Vedic literatures. All, in every pastime, practically, that we read in the Bhagavatam, is about how some personality in difficulty, you know, got the association of a devotee. And then from that association, he was actually saved or relieved somehow or another. And the whole story, how it happens, is very, very interesting. Sometimes it's very mystical, very enchanting stories that we read. So like that. So we see the story of Dhruva Maharaj. He was very determined. So this determination is another factor that we have to be very, very determined to, just like the king Prataparuddha was so determined to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then by the mercy of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they made an arrangement for him to see Lord Chaitanya. And then also another important thing is service. And what pleased Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the king was that he was performing menial service. And with this menial service, he pleased the Lord. So these two things, determination and service, is very important. And by doing this, we can get the mercy of the spiritual master, and which gives us the mercy of Krishna. Because Prabhupada describes, we've been wandering up and down through the universes, going into different apartments, different homes, which are different bodies. And in these different bodies, we're trying to enjoy the senses. Because Srila Prabhupada says, in the mature world, we're sensual beings. And by engaging and using these senses, we experience misery. And this is described by, you know, Jada Bharat here in the story that we're reading now, this forest of material illusion. forest of mature enjoyment. It really isn't enjoyment. It's actually misery. But it's interesting how in this verse it says, those who are attached to misery, they cannot associate with devotees. Isn't that pretty amazing how we can be attached to misery? It's like we experience some kind of sense satisfaction in these bodies, taking it as pleasure. But it's actually misery. There's a very nice prayer that's given by a devotee. And Prabhupada, one of the devotees, Vaishnava, says, this is actually the symptom when one is becoming a pure devotee, where he's praying to see how this material sense gratification is a source of misery. He's praying to God, please show me the miserable reactions to all my sinful desires. For somehow or another, we forget. We try to enjoy sense gratification, but we forget the result. We don't see what's coming. You know, we're engaged in some flickering happiness, but you don't realize the price that cost you. The price is misery, suffering, anxiety, in so many different ways. You suffer a disease, old age, birth, death, like that we suffer. So this is our plight in the mature world. We have to somehow or another become determined by following the instructions of the spiritual master, following the rules of the spiritual master, and by doing that, you please Krishna. Otherwise, what happens? You're just following the dictates of our senses, and Krishna's in the heart. He even fulfills those desires. So anything that you have or you have attained is Krishna's mercy. He's given it to you because you wanted it. This whole material arrangement is here. The universes, we go up and down, enjoying different apartments, different bodies, because of our desires. And Krishna hears those desires and he's fulfilling them for you. So we have to be very careful what we desire, because Krishna will fulfill them eventually. So even in our own lives, we can see how somehow or another it's been by the association of Krishna, by our sincere desire, Krishna hearing that in the heart, you know, and then he sends a devotee. And then the devotee gives you Krishna. Even in my own life, I remember I knew there was a God. I was brought up a Catholic, but I never really had an experience of what God was. It was just like some ritualistic things in the church and things like that. But you have so many questions, and I have so many questions even the priests couldn't answer like that. So I remember one time I was after traveling and living in the mountains for a few months and just came back and I was like wondering, God, you know, where are you? Just crying out like that, very sincerely. If there's a God, where are you? And the next day I met a devotee. And he invited me to the temple in Denver, Colorado. Because I was in Boulder. And that's by the mercy of Krishna, somehow if we sincerely cry out for something, whether it's for Krishna or for sex gratification, Krishna will give it to you. So, but we have to learn to desire properly. Like that. So everything you can see is Krishna's mercy. Guru and Krishna. And Krishna. Yeah, Guru Krishna. Like that. So there's one story actually just recently. We can see how it's Krishna's mercy in everything. Actually, my god sister who lives up in Sacramento. She came down to see her guru, Jayapataka Maharaj. But she had to be back, you know, for Gaur Purnim because they have a center up there and everyone depends on her in the temple there. Without her, it would probably be not the same. So she came down very briefly and they all said, oh, you're going to go down there and you're not going to come back. And then when you go down there, the devotees are going to say, oh, you don't want to leave. You can't leave. You got to stay, you know, for Gaur Purnim because the spiritual master's here. But so she broke away. But very difficultly, she ended up being late. Her flight was like at 12:05 and we arrived there about 10 till. And she rushed in, passing through all these hundreds of people through the line and then going through security. And already the door was closed. And this during scheduled flight takeoff, it was already after 5 after, but the plane was still there. And they realized, she didn't know this, but the plane wouldn't start. But she was all this time praying to Krishna, please Krishna. She has a Radha Govinda. She prays to Radha Govinda for everything and to her spiritual master. So she's praying to Guru and Krishna, please, I have to get back. I have to do some preaching programs, these things. It was important, you know, that she had to be back. So the pilot asked, is there somebody missing in their, you know, on the list of all the passengers? And they said, oh yes, there's a person missing. And he said, what is the name? And he said, the name is Krishna. That was the first name. And he goes, oh, that's a spiritual name. That must be, I know, he was familiar with, I guess, traveling in different places. He goes, that's a spiritual name. Why don't you find out, you know, if that person's still out there? So they were making announcements the whole time that she was trying to get in through the security. But she didn't hear it until she actually was going through that, where she had to take her shoes off and everything. And then she heard her name. Krishna, would you please come? Are you there? Please come to the gate. So she said, oh, that's me, that's me. And so they let her through. And then she came, they opened the door, and she got into the plane. And there was only one seat left. She sat down. And as soon as she sat down, the plane started. And then everybody cheered, yay! And they go, is it a messenger of God? And then she goes, stood up and said, yes, I'm a messenger of God. So like that. So this is show how you can see Guru Krishna everywhere, actually. If you're actually Krishna conscious, whatever you're doing, Krishna has a hand in it. And the Guru has a hand in it. So this is real. It's happening today. It's not some artificial thing that we make up, and it's not really happening. Krishna is real and is here. So is there any comments or questions? Yes. Omkar. Is there a mic? No. Thank you. Well, you didn't have the mic, so I guess for the benefit of people on the internet, she was making a comment on how we have to really pray to Krishna not for material desires. And a lot of other religions, they stress that if you pray to God for some material benefits. But that's why Prabhupada says the association of devotees is so important, because they give you the real knowledge. They give you the real intelligence on what you should actually desire. The whole purpose of our life is to, you know, go back to the spiritual world. Become spiritually advanced. Any other comments or realizations? Well, today is the festival of Jagannath Mishra, and didn't really have time to find too much about it, but anyway, I think it was after he was born, they had a festival, and they have some like name-giving ceremony, and then they do the child's chart, they do things like that, but there's a nice verse where it describes Lord Chaitanya in his chart, and how we're so grateful for Lord Chaitanya appearing, who is actually, he comes as a devotee, like a guru, and he's also Krishna. So it's like Guru Krishna together, same thing. But here it says, in the future, this child will protect and maintain all the world. For this reason, he will be called Vishvambara. And then Prabhupada writes, the Chaitanya Bhagavat confirms that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his birth, has made the whole world peaceful. As in the past, Narayan protected this earth in his incarnation as Braha. Because of his protecting and maintaining this world in the present of Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is known as Vishvambara, which refers to one who feeds the entire world. The movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was present 500 years ago is again being propagated all over the world. And factually, we are seeing its practical results. People are being saved, protected, and maintained by this Hare Krishna movement. Thousands of followers, especially Western youths, are taking part of this Hare Krishna movement, and how safe and happy they feel can be understood from the expressions of gratitude in their hundreds and thousands of letters. The name Vishvambara is also mentioned in the Atharva Veda Samhita. Vishvambara Vishvena Ma Barasa Pahi Swaha Jai. Okay, well, thank you for your kind attention. All glories to the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.